I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jim Peterson. You may know him as a star on the basketball court in high school, in college with the Gophers, and 8 seasons in the NBA.
Peterson, the rookie out of Minnesota with the slam.
You may know him as a championship-winning associate head coach with the Minnesota Lynx. Maybe you know him from his outstanding broadcast work with the Wolves. But in Jim's mind and in his own words, we should all know him simply as this. Local hero. Please welcome the man all of Minnesota aspires to be, Jim Peterson.
Truth can't be controversial. Local hero is with us. A nonsense first segment, then we'll get to your Wolves Club in segment number two. We just were talking parking. What do you think
you
paid?
A lot of parking talk. Harrigan called me like 5 minutes too early. Yeah. I was sitting on hold listening to a lot of parking talk.
Yeah. Well, you're fortunate. I mean, you have learned, you've gleaned information. What would you guess that you've paid in parking at and around Target Center since you started in 98. What would you ballpark?
Oh, man. Well, when I worked for the Lynx, it was free for 8 years because I had
I had that
fob, which, you know, I wish I'd get that thing back.
I mean, Why did you give it back?
That was really nice because we had all the coaches have access to that parking garage because, you know, there's a private cage in the back that we would park in for the facility at Mayo Clinic Square. So there's a private area back there, and you needed a fob to get into the gate and then into the cage. And so for those 8 years that I was coaching, actually, it's not even the 8 years because I was at the old facility for a while. And I thought I must have been paying. I know we parked inside the building. We parked inside Target Center. We got in the back loading dock area.
Yeah.
That was nice, too.
I would have said I'm stepping away, Cheryl.
You know what I pay now? I pay $42. At Mayo Clinic Square to park on game nights. And if obviously, Chad, if I wasn't expensing it to, you know, Bally/FanDuel all these years, I would not have been parking and paying that much money. They garbage
you be
on
walking.
Game nights. You know that. I mean, like game nights, they're going to gouge you. So.
Yeah, that's Dave Harrigan. Tell me the scenario where you're paying $42 for parking.
If I'm expensing it, it sounds like a great gig.
Yeah. How's Jim Peterson at expense paperwork?
You know, it's a great question because I'm not always good at it.
I've saved
the companies that I've worked for a lot of money. Just by eating it myself.
Local hero.
Eating it, yeah. Well, I mean, seriously, like, you know, when I was with the Lynx, one of the things I would do is, because we had practice guys, right? So I needed to invite these guys that were high level high school and college players to come practice against the Lynx. And so I had really good guys. One of the reasons that why the Lynx were as good as they were is because the people that we would come in to have them play against them in practice every day were top notch. And so they
Can I just pause you for a second there? Dave, I need you to put this on the headline. Jim Peterson takes complete and total credit for every Lynx championship.
You're reading into it. I'm saying,
Dave, is that what you heard? Yes or no?
One of the many.
Cheryl, anyway, I'm told.
Just let me get to the point of the story, dude. Like, so these guys would come every day, and so I would bring them to lunch, and so I would take eight or nine guys to, and I never expensed any of that. I need to go back to the Timberwolves and ask them for some more money because
they'll be fine with that.
Now I spend way more money on that than I did on parking. That's for sure. I probably spent a couple, $2,000-$3,000 over the years, maybe more than that on keeping the guys happy was the whole point.
That'd be a pretty good deal, right? I mean, you come in, you play against the best team in the league, and then, are we talking O'Donovan's, Loon? Where are we going to? Jimmy John's? Where are we going?
Jimmy John's sometimes. I would take him to, once a month it would be someplace special. I'd take him to, like, Benihana or something like that. We'd go to Black Sheep or any number of places like that.
Yeah.
We'd go high end. But, it was a great deal for them. But trust me, I was more grateful because it was like every day Cheryl Reeves was staring at me. Are we going to have guys? And I'm like, that was a lot of pressure, dude. Like, it was a lot of – and so trust me, it was worth it to me to have them show up. So I showed my appreciation by doing that.
But I could have expensed it.
I should have.
Yeah, you were afraid of Cheryl, in other words, right?
I did not want to disappoint her. You don't want to Revo's tough, man. You don't want to get her crosshairs. That's right.
No. Yeah. What kind of customer is Jim Peterson at a Benihana? Like, when they're flipping the shrimp, are you in? Do you like the onion volcano? Or are you just kind of bored by that? Bring me the food.
I am totally bored by it, but I do not want to disappoint the gentleman who's trying to give me effort. So I do feign amazement and entertainment. I feign it. But I fake it pretty good.
Actor.
I do.
You're acting. Dave Harrigan, isn't that sad to hear?
I give him a little clap. Well, how about this? I just pay attention. Because, there's a lot of people like you who would just keep on your conversation and not even look at him. As he's building.
Oh, No. I am all in. I love the entire experience. And I think I'm decent at catching the shrimp. I don't think I'm, tremendous. I'm not a local hero. Dave, isn't it sad to hear that Jim really doesn't pay attention
to the
work the chefs are doing?
That is the joy of going to a place like Benihana, personally.
You guys have no idea how many times I've been to Benihana. There's also that. I mean, you got to factor in the numerous times that I've been there.
The key is you go way over the top with your enthusiasm and joy for the show being presented, and then you can consider that their tip.
Yeah. Okay, of course. Or I thought, again, the cheapskate in him comes out. I thought you were going to say go more in your enjoyment, and then when they're divvying up the fried rice,
that helps.
You'll get a little bit more of the fried rice.
Extra yum-yum sauce coming my way.
I've gone both directions on that, too. I'll just take what I get. I don't even care. Because I get two fried
Michael
rice.
Jordan, Mike, just so you know, Jim, Michael Jordan would say, I play hard every game because I don't know if somebody is seeing me for the first time, unlike you, who mails it in at Benihana when that chef might be seeing you for the only time.
I'm not the one that's entertaining. I am the customer. So it's the guy that's doing the flipping and building the volcano that is the one that's the Michael Jordan person. I'm just the person observing. Okay? Yeah, that's different. I'm not performing at Benihana. You crazy?
I would like to, if I donate $1,000 to your charity, your choice. The Benihana is kind of close to both of our houses. Will you get behind and see if you can do it?
Hibachi cooking.
Yeah,
I think I could do it. I do. I'm pretty sure I could do it. You know,
told me many times.
Our boy Jeff Municki could do it. Jeff Municki gets on that Blackstone, and like I need a Blackstone.
Yes.
I would get a lot more. I get a lot more reps if I had the Blackstone.
Our guy Mune, who is the greatest employee in Wolves history, I think he would give up his family and friends before he would give up the Blackstone. Is that about right?
Yeah.
Maybe not the granddaughter, but everyone else is in bartender.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the club because they're not playing good enough. And I know it's kind of a Finchy pattern that they play better late, and we'll talk about that. But this team with high expectations and aspirations is not at that level. I know Jim agrees, but why are they at that position and what needs to change? Jim Peete, he's great. He's as good a guest as we have. He's a tremendous person, too, and he's with us. Let me talk about Aquarius Home Services. I don't know. Maybe Peete has Aquarius at the mansion, the 27,000 foot mansion that Jim and Tika have. I hope he does. If he doesn't, he could call and reach out. Prefer if you reach out online, AquariusHomeServices.com. Yes, AquariusHomeServices.com. And get that tremendous drinking water. Get the drinking water right away, the Kinetico drinking water system. Right now, around the holidays, think about this. Water is so essential to what we do every single day, especially if you're having friends and family over. For the holidays, save up to 25%. But if you have any worries when it's going to be so cold this weekend, make sure that furnace is working. Aquarius can help you out in that area too. And the water softener is essential. You want the laundry to turn out right. You want your dishes to turn out right. You don't want to have that super dry skin with the shower. It all works out right. Reach out. AquariusHomeServices.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I believe the record is 15-10, which is representative. But the Wolves have advanced, as we all know, to the Western Conference Finals back-to-back years. They have Anthony Edwards, who clearly is a top-10 player. He's not the top four, but if you want to start saying, is he fifth, sixth, he's right in that conversation. Julius Randle at times has played very, very well. They have an accomplished coach. They have an accomplished front office. They've had a very soft schedule, as you know, Pete, and have a pattern right now, not playing very well in the first half and then playing better in the second half. And right now, no one, let's just take Oklahoma City out, okay? Nobody matches up with them. Who knows? They might win 75 games this year. I mean, they're just, they are a machine, and they barely have been healthy. But this club fancied themselves to be right with Houston and right with Denver and playing at a higher level, and they have not. And in the next answer, I want to get to why Finch's teams play better as the year goes along, because he absolutely deserves credit for that. But what's going on right now? Why aren't they at the level a lot of us thought they might be starting this season?
I mean, it's just weird because a lot of things are going pretty well. I mean, you know, you think about Ant and Julius being the third highest scoring duo in the NBA. I mean, it's Luka and Austin Reeves, Jokic and Jamal Murray, and then it's Edwards and Randle, better than Shea and Chet, and better than Brunson and Towns. Like they're both having very good seasons. Jaden McDaniels has made a huge leap. Like Jaden McDaniels is playing great. Dante DiVincenzo, night in and night out. I mean, yeah, he didn't have a great shooting night. You know, he went 1 of 7. Too many guys had poor shooting nights last ball game against Phoenix. I mean, that's an issue. But so many guys are playing well. We have what are we, the 11th ranked offense? We're 8th ranked offense. Defensively, we took a dip. We're 14th. We were 11th last ball game going into the Phoenix game. So, I mean, we're the 8th ranked offense, Chad. If you look at one of the things Huey Brown used to always say is, he would always say, like, you know, really one of the big telltale signs for me of how a team is playing is just look at straight point differential. So, you know, in the Western Conference, Oklahoma City is number one by a long shot. They're plus 16. Houston's 10.6, Denver's third, and Minnesota's fourth. We're plus 4.8. You know, the only games we've lost have been to games against teams that are in either first, second, or third in either conference. So we lost to Denver twice, L.A. twice, OKC once. We've lost to Phoenix twice. So those are the only, you know, between the Phoenix games, which Phoenix is a very good basketball team, by the way. Jordan Knott has done a great job refashioning that team. We lost to the Knicks once, and the only stinker is Sacramento, a game we should have won, and we should have beaten Phoenix twice. So really, you know, we've lost to the best teams in the NBA. I don't think there's any harm in that. Are we playing optimally? No. And I think the biggest reason for me is just depth. We don't have the depth. Losing Nikhil really kind of hurt the depth that we had. Because the bench, you know, when Mike was starting and it was Nas, Dante, and Nikhil coming off the bench, we had eight starters. And I think that if you're looking at the reason why they haven't performed optimally with all the continuity they've had, it's because of they haven't been able to replace what Nikhil did with Shannon Jr., who has been, I mean, I'm just
not good enough.
Statistically, he's been worse than Rob Dillingham in terms of what he's done when he's been on the floor. The numbers is his net plus minus the on off numbers are ridiculous, and that's been one of the biggest things. I think most people thought it would be Terrence Shannon Jr. who'd be the one that could pick up, at least if nothing else, some of the scoring slack that you lost with Nikhil. And then I think that people thought that Rob would come along quicker than he has, and then Mike moving to the bench. See, that's the other part of it, is that we just don't have bench scoring. So, you know, Ant can't do everything. Ant and Julius can't do everything. And so that's the biggest reason for me. To me, it's the lack of depth, and that's why Chris Finch went to Bones Highland last ball game. So the Wolves might have the most concerning group of point guards in the NBA between Mike at 38, because one's too old, one's too young, and then the other is just such a wild card that Bones has never been the kind of like steadying force you'd like to have at the point guard position when he comes into the game. So I would say
Bones,
that's the other part of it.
Yeah, he's bounced around. The guy who is as loyal to him as anybody is Tim Connelly. Tim clearly believes in him. And if he would play like he did the other night, there's reason to believe in him, but he just hasn't played that well on a consistent basis. I think you nailed two of the key points. I just want to mention one other point in a second is when this team had, you're right, Dante, Nikhil, and Nas coming off the bench, that, last year that was a very impressive trio. And that was a trio that played very well together. And either just to your eyes or to the analytics, which you're excellent at in laying that out on FanDuel, they were impressive. And Nikhil is playing very well. And there was no animosity. It was money. It was just money with Nikhil. And if it came down to Nikhil and Julius and Nas, I get their decision. They don't have somebody else at that spot. Then you get to the point guard position. And I mean, there's almost a part of me that wants to see these guys go back to Conley and still play him 20 minutes and have Dante provide a little bit of that zip off the bench. I know Chris now is convinced, because I've heard it say it many times, that Dante's the guy you got to play 30-plus minutes, and if he comes off the bench, you don't know if you can get the 30-plus minutes. I still think you can. I personally would start Conley again to give you some juice off the bench. Let's just be honest so far. Rob Dillingham has been a significant disappointment. It's early. I think they should have sent him to Iowa last year. I would send him to Iowa now and get him some minutes and bump his confidence up. I would say the other part that you didn't mention that I will is this team, sometimes in the first half defensively, is just dreadful. I mean, and Finch can be pretty clear, as he was the other day after the Phoenix game, when I think it might have been Jace. And again, this town is so fortunate to have great Wolves reporting, from Jace to Chris Hines to Johnny Kay to Dane. Just Dane really Moore, good. Yeah. I mean, just outstanding coverage. But when Chris is saying, our main guys aren't playing good enough defense, well, he's talking about the main two. And Ant and Julius are never going to be phenomenal defensive players, but Ant hasn't made that jump that we thought he might make defensively, and Julius is up and down. They need those guys to be better on the defensive end, clear cut.
Yeah, I mean, this has been an issue now for, even last year it was that way, because like, think about all the times the Wolves would dig a hole in the first quarter and the bench would come in and save the day, and then they'd start the third quarter and the same thing would happen, and Nas and Dante and Nikhil would have to come in and save the day because they move the basketball and they play defense. So yeah, I mean, I don't know what the answer is. Julius is playing better defensively than you're giving him credit for. I think that that's one of the things, especially with him and Nas, like they've been more of a plus duo recently. I think that when you look at, and so, I mean,
I'm just repeating what Chris Finch said.
Well, I know they. No, obviously that's very true. I think Ant is more the culprit than Julius is. I think that Julius can sometimes be a traffic cone out on the perimeter, and so can Nas too. Because I just think it's really difficult for bigs to have to go out in the perimeter. The game is the spacing of the floor in the NBA now, and all the switching that goes on. You're not playing against the matchup that you originally start with, right? So you know this, Chad. I mean, like, it's just really difficult when you have to switch on to a Colin Gillespie and he's on the perimeter and he's a knockdown dead-eye three-point shooter and you have to get out all the way to him. It's not just up to touch. You got to take his shot away. And so if you're going to close out long to a guy like that at 6'9", 6'10", to be able to change directions if he attacks your closeout, that is not easy to do. And so I'm just saying, you're asking guys like Nas and Rudy and every team is. I'm not saying they're not, but it's just a more difficult proposition than you think. But I think that when you look at the defensive field goal percentage, and I don't know how much weight you put on defensive field goal percentage on the season. The mm-hmm. NBA does a great job on their website. Jalen Clark is number one in terms of players that shoot against them, against him, shoot 40% on the season, okay? You know who number two is? Julius Randle at 43.3. Players shoot 43.3% against him when he's on the floor. Jaden McDaniels is third. Rudy's fourth. Naz Reid is after that. So, like, to me, like, all the defense.
So, Ant is where?
Ant is towards the bottom with Mike. You know, and Dante's last, actually. But, you know, I mean, like, Dante's, that doesn't even pass the eye test to me because that dude's out there contesting shots all the time.
And he's right. I'll say this. And again, I like Randle. I've liked him more since he came here than his perception. To me, that doesn't pass my eye test either, that he's their second best. I mean, you're not, I know you don't, I mean, you like Julius better defensively than I, but you don't think he's this team's second best defensive.
No, I do not. I'm just saying, I just think that he's doing a better job, but I think he and Nas as a group, like those two when they're on the floor, it was such a glaring loss when Rudy went to the bench. And it was Nas and Julius. Well, you saw what happened in the second half when Rudy got kicked out of the game, how porous Minnesota's defense was. And that's why I say, you know, I just think that Finchie doesn't tend to go to his bench and bring in some of these younger guys. He's just so comfortable playing his top eight. And I think a lot of these other teams, I just look at the way that Dagnall is able to play 10, 11, 12. I mean, he plays a lot of players. They actually do a great job of developing some of the young talent. And should Johan Berenguer, should he get other minutes other than just mop-up minutes? Should he get a chance to play in some high-leverage situations to get his feet wet? I'm so glad he went to Iowa.
I thought he should have been there a little bit earlier, but I also get the assimilation. You know, I thought Chris did a great job on a story where you know, he's learning the language. He's trying to figure out if he can drive, you know. But he now needs to play a bunch of minutes down there.
Well, the most important thing for him is to be able to play basketball. That's, to me, the most important thing. And, having Rudy here really helps him. And having Max, Max is one of the coaches and the coaching staff, he's French. Like, having French-speaking people around him is huge for him to be able to – but, you know, I'm pretty sure he was, where was he at, in Croatia, wherever he was last year, not sure he had somebody to help him assimilate. So I just think he just let him kind of grow up, but he's got to play. And so I just think that Johan he's got the ability to come in and he could impact this team greatly as a bench defender coming off the bench and protecting the rim. They're going to need that in the playoffs. They're going to need more depth because when you wonder, like, okay, What does Minnesota need in order to compete with OKC? They need more depth. They need more toughness. They need more shooting. You know, like so. I don't know. They've got to figure out the bench scoring because the bench, the way it's currently constructed, is not going to be able to beat Denver or OKC. So
excellent stuff. We're terribly late. Thanks, man. Enjoy the day. We'll talk soon.
Okay. See you,
Jim Pete. He'll be back on FanDuel. I don't know if he's with Michael or Allen, but the Wolves. In the Bay, taking on the Warriors, and maybe Steph Curry is back. A life well lived. That's our topic next here on CCO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So a site that we both like, Dave Farrell, analyzed 38 million obituaries revealing America's answer. Let's skip that. Okay, but that's where the premise came. Dave Harrigan, I hope you have 65 more years left to live. Okay? I hope I have about 45. I'm not close. I'm going nowhere. I hope until the next doctor tells me something disastrous, and I absolutely don't want that to happen. When you read an obituary, Dave Harrigan, or you have someone close to you who's near the end, or you think of someone who isn't close to the end, but they've lived a life that we would view as well-lived. What is that, Dave? And Texter, you tell me. 651-461-9226. What is a well-lived life? What do you think, Dave?
There's a million different ways you could go with it. I'm thinking number one, having a positive impact on the lives of others. And there's a million different ways you could do that too. But I think if you look at somebody's obituary or hear the eulogy or just can think of somebody you know that has passed and think, man, they really did this and that for me, or I just admired and watched the way they treated people or took up a cause that impacted so many lives. Finding a way to make your life about more than just you is a life well lived.
That's beautiful. That's great. Among the texts coming in, a life well lived ends with a lot of people showing up at your funeral. Another text. How many people show up at your funeral? Another text. Same thing. A crowd out the door and down the street in Minnesota in February. Does that tell you, Dave Harrigan, is that an automatic for you if someone has a funeral and they don't have a lot of people at their funeral versus they do, does that automatically indicate to you who had the more well-lived life?
It could, but no, absolutely. It's not 100%. There's... Sadly, we've talked about loneliness on this show many, many times, and loneliness can be a million different things. And one of those things, it can be somebody who lives long enough and they see all their friends go before them.
I agree, right? It isn't even just loneliness. You know, some people can have a great impact on life, but they don't necessarily have, I don't know, 400-500 people, 100 people, 150 people who would show up at their funeral. For some who interact with quite a few people, right, And if they then have a funeral and there's seven people there, you might wonder, hey, maybe I really didn't have the same interaction with these folks that I thought. I would pick up on a little bit of what you said. If the closest people in your life, and obviously the family's number one, but also in your work, where you work, or in the area where you've worked, or in your friendship circle, if they feel like you made an impact on their life, that you were memorable to them in a positive way. Like, if it's just memorable and, oh, my God, he just complained and complained and complained and he was just always around and it just wasn't enjoyable, that's not the same thing. But with the people who you interact, and they are, and this can depend upon the quality of your life at the end, but if there is deep sadness on your passing, or they can think of your interactions with them, and they stand out in a very favorable way, I think that's another indication, right?
Yeah, absolutely it is.
A well-lived life among the techs. Having fun, helping people, getting the girl, work for me. Right?
Okay.
And, I mean, that's probably a good point, right, of, okay, Jason's going to join us next segment. The three of us, and as long as our health stays the same, we're not going anywhere, the three of us, for decades, right? Clearly, I'm the oldest, but I have a long ways to go. We all could look at it so differently, right? I could give my five, you could give your five, Jason could give your five. And it's not like it would be, well, Jason's wrong and I'm right and you're wrong. It's just how we want to measure. And if we ever measure that, like do you think right now in your life, like I want to be great to my family. I want to be great to my friends. I want to enjoy what I do. I want to enjoy the people I work with. I want people to kind of get some of the bits that we do here with a wink, you know? Now, somebody says, and I think it's worth noting, a funeral attendance is baloney. A life well lived is someone that lived their life fulfilled and had no regrets. Yeah, and I think we push back at it, right? We didn't say you shouldn't feel like your life was less because you don't have, 10,000 people at your funeral.
No, I absolutely not. But, I mean, a life well lived can be so many different definitions. It can be what we've talked about, having an impact on others, showing love, showing caring, showing compassion. It can also be, a lot of people would say a life well lived is somebody who lives life to the fullest as far as seeing everything, doing everything, getting all the life experiences that, we're afforded on this earth. 3 to 6 hosts might just say it's the number of Instagram likes. I don't know.
Yeah, that's correct. And the number of opinions he changes, you're in a show. Chad, here you go. I'm very active, blessed, 71-year-old man. Survived 2 open-heart surgeries. And for me, it's my faith, my family, and a huge circle of friends, and a significant recent ministry opportunity in Cuba. Have 2 great time part-time jobs in retirement. Very fulfilled. Chad, like you, your father, my mom passed away in October of 2020 in the midst of the resurgence of COVID. Not many people came to the funeral, and those who did felt comfortable giving hugs, which I truly needed. If not for COVID, I'm certain hundreds would have attended. Yeah, just briefly on my father, we had whatever the number was allowed back then. I mean, was it 20-some? And obviously, if we wanted to have a public event for my father, we could have a big public event. He would have probably insisted somehow. I loved how it played out. It was at a house that he loved with the closest people. And I spoke, but Bud spoke, and my oldest son spoke. And then we had food. Of course, we had food from Murray's, right? And then people told funny stories, great stories, impactful stories about my father. And it was just beautiful. So We didn't need to have some big event at Target Center for my father to feel like that was a great testament to his life. Let's pause. Jason's next here on CCO. I've been reluctant to be a part of this, Jason.
Okay.
A request was made for a very vital secret mission.
All right.
Involving research and development. And I said no a number of times. I said, I bleed Minnesota. I bleed work. But unfortunately, I'm weak-willed.
Yeah.
And I accepted the invitation, the requirement. So I will not be on the airwaves the next couple days.
Well, your courage, though,
thank you,
in stepping up when someone needed you, I think is inspiring.
Yeah. How have I inspired you just today alone?
Well, I was thinking of stealing the tipping topic that you did earlier, maybe next week.
Yeah. Why
that
not?
That inspired me.
Sure.
Well, that was entertaining.
Yeah.
You inspired me that I could do an interview that would go until like 38 or 39 minutes past the hour.
Not my calling card. Doesn't matter as much as we think.
I say know. No. What do we know, though? We're just yapping. Have a great couple days. We'll miss you.
Yeah. I don't think you mean that.
Wow. I mean, I mean it, but Harrigan, youch.
He's excited.
Yes.
Jason is next.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected
Canopy.
With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online.
It'll change everything.
Medical in seconds.
See
apply in minutes and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/radio. That's ethos.com/radio.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to just start right off the beginning, since the Canopy Group often doesn't get the amount of love they deserve for this particular moment in the show. So thanks to the Canopy Group. You know, who wants to comparison shop for insurance?
Kyle does.
Kyle does. Kyle loves it. Loves it. Mm. We actually saved some pretty good money when Sam went off to USC.
Mm.
Ah, yes, when those kids go out of town, you reach out the Canopy Group and you're like, hey, I got a kid who's out of here. And they're like, oh, that is good news for you. Now, granted, the cost of sending a kid to USC or NYU versus the savings I'm making on car insurance, it's still a loser.
They don't offset?
They do not offset. You really don't tip, like a little extra tip, for your hair guy, or where do you get your haircut? Supercuts?
The Great Clips.
Great Clips.
Oh, yeah.
I like Great Clips.
Yeah, they clip it really well.
So you don't always get the same person.
No, it's luck of the draw.
Well, this is my issue with tipping. Like, tipping should happen before you get the bill. Like, you should give the tip. I'm a 20% tipper.
Mm.
I just want to flip that over on the table, the 20% card, and set the expectation. If you want to have a lot of fun, tip like $50, and now we're going to have some fun. You tip after, what's the point of that?
Jason Zarusha and Drive Time is next on News Talk 830 WCCO.
1029 HD2, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Streaming live on the Free Odyssey app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump has just announced the U.S. has seized an oil tanker amid tensions with the government of Venezuela.
We've just seized a tanker on the coast of Venezuela, large tanker, very large. Largest one ever seized, actually.
He also told reporters at the White House a short time ago that other things are happening, and he said he would speak more about it later. As expected, the Federal Reserve lowered a key interest rate by a quarter of a point today. Fed Chair Jerome Powell signaling rates could remain unchanged in the coming months.
My colleagues and I remain squarely focused on achieving our dual mandate goals of maximum employment and stable prices for the benefit of the American people.
Jeff Gilbert in Detroit on what today's decision means for car buyers.
We've seen car loan rates drop, and this third cut of the year could accelerate that, says Charlie Chesborough, who's chief economist for Cox Automotive. But the long-term outlook is more fuzzy.
We're going to be watching these interest rates over the next year, and you know the hope is they'll come down even further, but we're going to wait and see what the impact.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.